Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Today, Italy joined France in saying it will vote this afternoon at the UN to recognize a Palestinian bid for non-member observer state status. The only other entity with that status at the UN is the Vatican. The vote comes on an historic date, the same day in 1947. The UN decided to split up then-British-ruled Palestine. What will today's vote do for the Palestinian bid for a real state at the bargaining table, given that the U.S. and Israel both fiercely oppose the UN vote? Colm Lynch is UN reporter for The Washington Post. Colm, as the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, this vote doesn't change any of the facts on the ground. This doesn't end what Palestinians may see as Jewish occupation. It doesn't grant a real Palestinian state. So what, in effect, does this resolution do?
One of the most important things that this does, it doesn't really change things on the ground, but it does open the door to the Palestinians to pursue membership in certain treaty bodies, most prominently the International Criminal Court. And I think this is the issue that has been of greatest concern both to the Israelis and to the United States, the notion that for the first time the International Criminal Court would have under its jurisdiction territory under the control of Israel, something that hasn't happened before. Israel is not a signatory. And so I think that this will, in some sense, change some of the diplomatic dynamics and provide the Palestinians with a lever that they haven't had up until now.
Well, let's be blunt. Do you think it's possible that the Palestinians will use that new status to bring war crimes charges against Israeli troops at the International Criminal Court?
The Palestinians' UN ambassador, Riyan Mansour, was asked this question a couple of days ago, and he said that he's been under a lot of pressure from the Europeans and the Americans not to go to the ICC until, you know, the peace process is over. But he said, you know, look, we don't have any intention of going there in the next couple of days, but, you know, we're not going to give up this option. And he raised a very interesting question, which is he said that, you know, if the Israelis, you know, behave fine, you know, we don't see any need for this, but if they continue with the settlement policy, then we may have to have a look at this. And so there is language in the statute that created the International Criminal Court, which talks about issues of movement of population by an occupying power, and it defines this as a war crime. So there is a possibility, a determination would have to be made by a prosecutor, that settlements might in some way figure into any consideration of war crimes.
Well, let's remind people, the UN resolution calls for the Palestinian state in the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. These were territories that Israel captured in the 1967 Mideast War. Netanyahu, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, has said there will be no pullback to those 1967 lines. He points to the Israeli settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem that now house some 500,000 Israelis. So that's what you're talking about, the settlement issue. But you also mentioned the pressure, and it seems like there was extraordinary pressure on Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who is making this bid today at the UN. The AP is reporting that he was given an offer, a last-minute offer from the White House, that President Obama himself would step back into peace talks if President Abbas pulled back on his bid. Why is the U.S. so fierce? We understand why Israel is opposed, but why is the U.S. so fiercely opposed to this symbolic move by the UN?
One of the issues, and it's not just the Americans that have been putting pressure on the Palestinians. The French, the British, other Europeans have been putting a lot of pressure on Abbas over the last few weeks not to go down this route. And what they're concerned about is that it will complicate efforts to get negotiations resumed. And so they have been arguing that, you know, to the Palestinians, look, there's going to be, you know, a new sort of alignment of you know, sort of top national security people in the second term of the Obama administration. It's early weeks. Give them time. There was always an expectation among the Europeans that the Americans would come up with some renewed push for the Middle East peace process, and they wanted to give them more time. So what you're describing today indicates that, you know, this is the first indication from the Americans, at least, you know, publicly, that they are looking to do something.
Secretary of State said she believes the path to an actual state and a two-state solution is not through the UN. It's through the bargaining table. And just a quick question. As we mentioned, it's Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas who's making this bid. He, of course, is in the West Bank. He was sidelined by the more militant Hamas leaders in Gaza who had that deadly skirmish last week with Israel. It would seem impossible that, you know, he was already weakened by being sidelined last week, that he would further, in his eyes, weaken himself by being seen as abiding by U.S. wishes?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the countries, a lot of representatives I've spoken to over the last couple of days have talked about this and said that, you know, while they may not have been, you know, terribly supportive of the Palestinian sort of move, that they're all the more inclined to back him because they feel they need to do anything to shore him up. And
yeah,
that actually, you know, what the Israeli and American opposition to this move is in some ways playing into the hands of Hamas, and that there's a need to help shore him up. And so that's why a number of countries who might not have supported the vote this week are doing it.
Colm Lynch, UN reporter for The Washington Post. Ahead of this afternoon's vote in the UN to entertain a Palestinian bid for non-member observer state status. Colm, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you for having me, Robin.